Let's go. Let's have and go.
You know, that's what the sports people say now.
I know. What is
I that? Don't know.
Is that Tom Brady? That's, did he start that?
I don't know, but I said a long time ago, it doesn't make sense, especially when you just hit a walk-off home run or you just struck out the last batter to win the game, for you to start yelling, let's go. It's over.
Yeah,
there's nothing to let's go do.
We just did it.
Yeah.
I think it was. Didn't Tom Brady trademark LFG?
I think so. Something like that.
That, and you know, it's really, really started to bother me more this year for some reason. I guess because I'm a year older than I was last football season. But I really, really cringe every time they call a player that has been playing for several years a veteran. I hate that.
Veteran?
Because they're not veterans. Veterans are people who have finished doing what they're doing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're not veterans. They're current players. They just have, they're experienced, but yeah. And especially when they call a college player a veteran.
Oh gosh, are
that's
you kidding?
Stupid. Yeah, but sports people will just say stuff because they heard some other sports person say it, and they thought it was cool, and they'll just pick up on it and go, and they don't even stop to think what it means. And I think that's how that happened. The first person that called an experienced player a veteran, everybody else was like, oh, that's cool, that's cool.
No, that's dumb.
Think about it. It's a veteran is someone who has finished doing something, and you honor them for what they did.
Yeah.
You know, they're. You don't call somebody who is an active duty sergeant in the Army a veteran.
Yeah.
When they retire, you call them a veteran.
But a college player at that, I mean, no, a veteran. Come on, a kid's 18 years old, 19 years old.
Stupid. It's so stupid.
Come on now.
Stupid. Stupid. Just like they all started a couple years ago saying he put his foot in the ground and then went the other way. Instead of he pivoted or he planted his foot. And when they put his foot in the ground and headed the other way, now they all say that. Another one that they all picked up on that they continue to say is a quarterback who can run and get a first down. Say that he's doing it with his arm and he's doing it with his legs.
Oh
God! Yeah. So all right, we have wasn't planning on getting frustrated with cheesy sports people, but
happens.
But Riggins said that he has something funny for extra funny, so we'll be the judge of that coming up next. All right, Riggins, what you got, big boy?
Well, no, there was just...
Mr. Big for your britches.
Yeah, big for my britches. That's never been said. You're getting... Yeah. You need to get taken down a peg or two.
That doesn't happen often.
No, there was just this conversation online. I was just curious how you guys felt, because we were talking about bath towels. TJ uses two bath towels every morning.
When thirsty. He takes thirsty towels.
Thirsty, absorbent towels
scratchy
every morning.
Scratchy towels.
Scratchy towels. He uses one above the waist and one below. And I think that there's a lot of towels being used in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a washcloth guy?
Not every time, but half the time.
Half the time you do a washcloth. I've heard there was a big controversy last year when a podcaster said washcloths are for poor people. I forgot about that. Remember, that caused a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Tom Segura is his name. But now there's a new argument being had online. A guy admits that he is what he calls a nuts first guy. It's a little crass. It's really crass, actually. But he always washes his private parts first thing in the shower. And that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I can't even relate to it. I mean, I don't know what the logic of that is.
I don't either. But obviously, you know, you want to get that area clean, and
certainly.
I pay special attention to that area, so I will sink wash them before I even get in the shower.
Just a little pre-rinse, pre-wash.
Now stand up on the bathroom counter, you know, and squat down so I can, no. I start with the chest.
You start with the chest?
Yeah.
You're facing the shower head?
Our shower head's right above us. It's one of those rain ones.
Oh,
yeah. But I don't like it. I would rather have one on the wall at an angle.
Why?
Yeah. Because of, rinsing in areas that are harder, you know, to reach with something coming straight down. Like I can't turn my butt to it or my, you know.
Yeah.
You got to do a handstand.
That's why I'm down in my old back.
I never thought about that. Yeah, like you really kind of need the angle to sort of get all of the spaces. Yeah.
I would much prefer the angle.
So he says he does.
Well, we have both. We could go one or the other, but the what you call it, the one on the rain one, straight above, has more water pressure, it seems like, than the one that's on the wall.
Okay.
So that's why I use it instead of the other one.
So you go chest first, and then where do you go?
Chest, then shoulders, down arms, and then around, and then down. I move from the chest to the shoulders, and then do all upper body stuff, and then down to the lower body.
And that's when the real work starts, when you're going lower body.
Yeah.
We need...
I would love to have one of those, you know, what are those things called? Where they have them at outdoor malls and all, where the water shoots up and the kids play in it.
Oh, yeah, like a splash pad?
Yeah, I'd like a shower splash pad that I could just
stand, I could just over,
stand over it and it would...
blast away the grime.
Honestly, that would be pretty sick.
That'd be great.
It's kind of like a shower bidet, because that's what a bidet does. It just kind of shoots up like a fire hydrant that got the top knocked off of it. That's smart, though. I'm face, hair, and then just work. But I, you know, I'm just top to bottom.
Yeah.
Every time.
Now, when I had hair, I would start with shampooing my hair first.
Yeah.
But since I don't, and there's nothing but skin on my head, that's the last thing I do before I put the soap down. Well, unless I'm using a washcloth, aka wash rag, is what we call it.
Yeah.
So I do all of that with the soap in my hand, the bar soap. And then when I'm through with that, still soapy, I do it in my hands and all, and then I rub the bar soap all over my head and then all over my face and everything, and then rinse. But if I'm doing a washcloth, I'm not going to do my head in a washcloth and my face. And so I'll start with a different type of soap. Maybe if I'm using a washcloth, I'm putting a shower gel on it.
Yeah.
But I'll grab the... because I have to use Dove unscented for sensitive skin.
Ooh.
And that's what I'll use on my head and face.
Do you and your wife share the soap?
Or do you
have your own soap?
No. She uses, you know, body washes and things, and I use just the bar soap.
That are highly scented and smell like flowers and stuff?
Not like that, because I wouldn't be able to take that. No. I don't like the over-scented things. I'd be telling her she stank.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But I think sometimes, like, as a regular maintenance thing, her body wash of choice is the Dove unscented. Use the bar.
And does the bar of soap go up into the areas?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Actually too far into the areas at times. I've had to get help with extraction.
You need a wrist strap on that thing.
Yeah, that's why they made soap on a rope.
Right.
That rope would hang, you know, that's your safety mechanism.
Sure. Rob, are you, where do you go first when you're showering?
Left arm, because I'm using my right hand.
Oh, that was very specific.
Mm-hmm.
So arm, and then at what point do you get to the privates?
That's right before I go to wash my hair.
Right before he goes, and is there a reason that you do that?
Not that I can think of. That's just how I've always done it. So arm, chest, back.
Okay.
And then legs. And then.
I'm missing some spots on my back, I got a feeling. I don't take a lot of time washing my back. It's really hard to do.
Yeah, that's why those scrub brushes that they used to show in the movies all the time, they had those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not using that.
No.
I'm definitely not getting as clean as I should.
But when you use a washcloth, though, do you wring out the soap and all down your back? Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because it's still full of suds and everything before you rinse it. And I'll just squeeze it and have it go down my back.
Yeah. If you don't get enough good lather on the washcloth the first time, a lot of people say just start over. If it's not working, you just rinse it out and like, okay, that didn't work for whatever reason. I got to go back and start all the way from scratch.
Yeah, if I'm not getting a good lather out of whatever it is, it creeps me out. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
So why don't you shower gel? You don't get enough of a lather.
Oh, I disagree. Yeah. I get so much lather. but I'm using a what's called, I think it's branded the Sud Scrub or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I saw it on TikTok and it's great.
It's a loofah, right?
It's one that they say doesn't become like germy or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they can say all they want.
Yeah.
But they do have a way to.
You got a petri dish on your hand.
Yeah. Tell that to the dingleberry stuff to it. And it ain't got no germs on it.
Yeah. All that. Why you got pink eye?
Yeah, I just can't get down on it. But I do. I have one bar of soap, and the girls that have come over and used my shower are always horrified. Like, where's the rest of your stuff? I'm like, that. What else do you need? I got a bar of soap, and that kind of does it all.
Man, I have body wash. I got shampoo, conditioner, face scrub, beard wash, beard conditioner.
Yeah, he's like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
He's got an army.
He's like Jennifer Aniston, who says that she puts the salmon sperm on her face for, you know, some sort of a wrinkle treatment or whatever. I saw that.
Hold on a damn minute. Mine is not like putting...
Yeah, the only difference is she doesn't have to extract it herself like you do.
Yeah.
Rob.
Whose job is that?
Yeah,
that's my side hustle right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would... You talk about a hard job.
That's a full-time gig right you said there.
It was whale semen?
Salmon.
Salmon semen.
My wrists are exhausted.
Just, I mean, two just a day. These little...
Two at a time.
I was about to say, you probably...
I got cramps in my hand from... pinching that thing.
I can barely write all day.
And if you've seen Jennifer Aniston lately, I didn't realize that salmon sperm and Botox and fillers were the same thing that she uses to keep the wrinkles away.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that she's done some work. She was, during that interview, she had this tight little black leather dress on. I mean, dynamite. No doubt, but, you know.
Yeah, I really would prefer that these beautiful women in Hollywood or wherever, as they age, would not go to such extremes with the fillers and all of that stuff. I'd rather see a little age on their faces.
You would?
Yeah, than that, than have them looking like spooky season.
<Ooh. You know. laughs> Well, she's out promoting a children's book about a dog, and I thought, well, who is that for? Is that for like millennial parents that love Jennifer Aniston and they just want to get something for their kids? It's like, why? I don't get the connection there.
Well, it's just like Madonna writing that children's book years and years ago, and all the schools had it, and the teachers would go, you know, do they call us and want us to come talk to their kids about stuff or whatever, fun day, and they would, you know, some kind of a reading promotion thing. And they'd all talk about it. They have this Madonna's new book. It's actually good. We got it. Like, why? There's so many children's authors out there that I know have better books than what Madonna has written. Why did you have to get Madonna's book? These kids don't know who Madonna is.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been that great.
No. There's no way. No way.
I mean.
She's a regular Ernest Hemingway, I'm sure.
Dr. Seuss. What's the other guy's name? Sidney Sheldon. The Giving Tree. Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
And he used to be. He worked for a smut magazine.
Yeah, we learned that. Yeah,
oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He sure did, Mr. Giving Tree.
That's right.
He's like Mr. Giving Log.
Giving Log.
Oh God. That might be the most vulgar way I've ever heard.
It is graphic.
Well, that's the only thing I could think of. No, I don't mean as a children's book.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. I meant when he was working for Playboy.
Yeah.
That's what he was writing.
Yeah.
All right. So have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye.